Eric is in Atlanta, east of the Rockies on coast to coast.
Hello.
Hey.
How you doing, Ian?
Doing all right. What's your prediction?
Oh, I'm going way out on a limb here, but I'm going to have a football prediction that the Kansas City Chiefs are going to make it to the Super Bowl this year.
They got some talent, dude.
Excuse me?
They've got some talent. So
I think they need a little bit of luck, but I think they're going to make it this year. And I don't know about the NFC side, but I think my Chiefs are going to make it this year.
Did you see Kansas State in the game against Syracuse today?
I think Kansas got beat.
Yeah, well, they got totally ripped off is what they got. You ought to go back and watch the ending of the game. It's a huge controversy. They had a chance to make a two-point conversion and tie up the game, and the refs totally blew a call. As far as I'm concerned, they blew the call. Go take a look at that. As opposed to the North Carolina game against Tennessee. What's it, the Music City Bowl? Right? I know there's a sponsor for that. And I'm all about the Vols, and I'd like to see the Vols win, but I cannot believe they won like that. North Carolina totally collapsed. Bad coaching decision. But again, too, a bad non-call by a ref at the end. Two bowl games and two ref calls coming into serious play. That's not how the refs want to be. The refs want to be invisible. And so when you got two bowl games and two calls that people are sitting around going, what? Then you're doing something wrong. Daniel is in L.A., wild card line on our prediction show on Coast to Coast. Daniel?
Jolly good show, Ian.
Thank you.
Most prosperous New Year wishes to all Coast to Coast listeners, humans, humanoids, and real live aliens.
And back to you on their behalf.
Thank you. I think the truth will be revealed to three questions that all the listeners have. Number one would be mind control. Number two, human cloning as an alternative to modern medicine. Human clones manufactured out of silica for less than a Happy Meal. And three, time travel, announced as the ultimate form of homeland security by Iranian engineers and Koreans' best, a combination of North Korea and South Korea engineers.
That's a very interesting idea. Those are very specific and very informed. I look forward to finding out whether or not this time next year we're giving you a ding or a buzz for that. Let's go to Chris in Las Vegas, Nevada, on Coast to Coast. Chris?
Ian, how you doing tonight, man?
I'm doing so well. What's your prediction for 2011?
November 11th, 2011, at 11 p.m., 11 minutes, and 11 seconds, every roulette table in Las Vegas will hit the number 11.
Every one of them.
I'm going to bet on 11 when I get there tonight just for you, buddy.
Well, good luck to you on that. And, I'd love to see that happen. I think it's cool if any roulette table anywhere, everywhere came up with the same number at the same time. That sounds like it's right out of one of those heist movies. Stone is in Kansas City, Missouri on Coast to Coast. Stone?
Ian, how are you doing tonight?
Good. What's your prediction for 2011?
2011, Yellowstone is finally going to stretch its jaws. And we're not talking like previous predictions. This is going to be something to where we're going to see expanded earthquake activity, which will lead to extensive fear of a major eruption. We won't see the major eruption in 2011. I think we'll see the activity really start to pick up in the fall, and it's going to get everyone's attention, I think.
Well, that would get mine.
Yeah.
All right, very interesting. So what should be our first sign?
It's just going to be basic earthquake activity. People are going to notice that instead. And we've already seen it over the last year. We've already seen an expansion of the earthquake activity. If you follow websites, there's a website out of Turkey that tracks global disasters. And over the past year, we've seen expanded activity. But we're not only going to see expanded activity, but expanded intensity of them. We're going to see more 4.1s, 5.1s.
Okay.
And that'll be our first hint, and we're going to see the frequency rise. Like I said, I don't think we're going to see the eruption in 2011, but we're going to to be reminded that she is very active and in the mood to wake up.
All right. Very good. Well, I love that. I mean, well, yes and no, but very interesting. That would be amazing to watch, all happening in 2011. If you can't get on tonight, remember, we'll do this again coming up tomorrow night on Coast to Coast, and we've got more of your predictions from last year. I think we've got kind of a run of buzzes coming up, ones that didn't come true. I think we have five in a row next on our list for 2010, but you guys did pretty well. I think there were a lot of predictions for the past year that did come true. John is in Brooklyn on a wild card line on Coast to Coast. John?
Ian, thank you so very much. It's great to speak with you after, oh God, almost a decade.
Yes, it is.
I don't know if it's a taboo subject, but I predict a return of a great prognosticator that I used to listen to in Chicago.
Who's that?
I predict the great Panetti.
Yeah.
I miss that so much that, in fact, that would be great for tonight's show and next and the next is it. For you to take a call and say, okay,
yeah.
I predict.
You know what? Here's so interesting about that. And thank you, John. That's very nice of you. But I will say that I think the last time I did that bit was probably 1997, and you are probably the first person since then that's ever mentioned it to me. So
you know,
I think that says it. It may have stuck with you, but maybe not a big demand to bring back the great Panetti.
Those idiots got rid of Kathy and Judy. Can
well, yeah, they. I think they're trying to find their way over there.
Yes, they are.
It may be a long journey in the woods. But, John, thank you so much for that fun memory. So thank you so much for jumping in. He's talking about a bit I used to do on a radio station in Chicago that I even actually forgotten about until he mentioned it right there. I used to do my predictions every day. But they weren't entirely serious. Seth is in Mankato, not too far away from us in Minnesota on Coast to Coast. Hey, Seth.
How you doing, Ian?
All right. It's the 2011 prediction. What do you think's coming?
Well, first of all, I wanted to just say, wish you a happy new year and let you know that all of us down here at MSU in Mankato appreciate what you do overnight. Keep us going. We love you.
Oh,
and
cool.
I
know a couple of kids down at MSU right now. So good. I'm glad to hear that. It's nice of you.
Yeah, yeah.
So what's your prediction?
My prediction to you is that sometime here in the next year, I apologize for not being precise, we're going to have a major cruise liner. I mean, it's going to be loaded down with 70, 80, 100 people. It's just going to vanish down in the Bermuda Triangle area.
Oh, wow. Well, there's certainly been a lot of, drama around these cruise ships already. I guess we shouldn't be terribly surprised if that one happens.